32 is known as the Medical Cannabidiol Act. This bill does several things. This is the result of working with members of the board that we put together a few years ago that provide professional input and advice, and working with members of both parties who are concerned about this issue and addressing things going forward. This bill has several actions. I will quickly walk through them. First of all, we're going to replace the term untreatable pain with severe chronic pain. This more lines us up with medical terminology as they would use it. We're also going to go in to allow nurse practitioners and physician's assistants to recommend this product for their patients. This is a very important issue for rural Iowa, where we do have a shortage of these professionals, so I believe that's an important one that we include in here as well. In addition to that, we are going to permit a pharmacist or pharmacy tech to be at the dispensaries. The goal is to get professionals who deal with medicine in the places where it's going to be recommended to patients. Those patients need to be hearing from professionals on how much they should be taking, when to take it, and how to handle it. We're also going to allow people that have previously been denied because of certain past convictions to now have access to this card. We don't want somebody's past necessarily to dictate their medical future. We go in further to address preventing dispensary shopping, which is possibly happening today, by allowing that database to be accessed by the dispensaries and limit that to 90 days. There is additional language in this bill on data collection and reporting requirements that we would like to have so that we can talk to other states and find out what's going on, how these are happening, how this is working, so that our medical professionals and this board that we put together can provide the legislature with good recommendations based on science and peer-reviewed research. Probably the biggest component of this bill is we are going to strike the 3% THC limit that we currently have in place and replace it with a gram limit of 90 days. That'll have further discussion and amendments. The bill today has 20 grams, but I have a feeling we'll be changing that as we go forward. This bill is the completion of a lot of work from many members of this body that have been working on this issue for many years. I'll be sure to thank a lot of those folks in my closing comments, but Madam Speaker, those are my opening comments on House File 732.
There are amendments. The clerk will call up the first amendment.
H1073 by Shipley of Jefferson.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jefferson for opening comments on H1073.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, rise today in favor of this amendment. This amendment would add extra conditions for people to qualify for the medical cannabis program. It would also allow patients to use the whole plant. I'm not going to lie. I'm not one of these guys who has a lot of faith in our governing institutions. I know this issue is really controversial. I don't quite understand the controversy, to be honest with you. To me, it's just about empowering patients. Like any medicine, medicines can be abused. That happens all the time. One of my favorite statistics about practicing medicine is a lot of people die every year. 250,000 people die from medical error. So just healthcare is a dangerous industry. And I don't believe that the state of Iowa can decide for someone else what treatment is best for them. I understand that marijuana abuse is a very serious issue that certainly on an adolescent developing brain, we would not want to encourage or condone any sort of drug use. But under the current prohibition, there are a lot of young people that have a lot of ubiquitous access to controlled substances. So the current regime of prohibition isn't working, or it's not having the intended effect to protect our young people from this. And, I see it. It is really sad. A lot of young people who do waste many of the best years of their life just sitting on the couch smoking pot, and that is sad. And they wake up, when they're 30 years old and ask themselves why they're so anxious and depressed, and it's definitely because of their drug use. So I acknowledge that, and that is a very important aspect for society to grapple with, but at the end of the day, I want patients to use whatever medicine they see fit. And, I look at with the current statistic on someone who's overdosed on marijuana. So as we're talking about these issues, you know, a lot of back and forth on, well, what's the allowable percent of THC we should allow someone, or why is it my business? And so anyway, like I said, I don't understand the controversy. A lot of these substances are out there. When you look at states neighboring Iowa across the country, I think there are a lot of medical benefits that are we haven't quite tapped into, not just on cannabis, but on a range of substances that I think could really help our healthcare establishment and really empower patients to live their best lives and decide for themselves. So I guess that's the spirit of the amendment. And with those comments, I would just ask for unanimous consent to withdraw the amendment.
Are there objections? Seeing none, so ordered. The clerk will call up the next amendment.
H1074 by Pritchard of Floyd.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jasper, Representative Breckenridge, for opening comments on H1074.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Amendment H1074, we have an amendment to that amendment.
There is an amendment.
H1079 by Pritchard of Floyd.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jasper, Representative Breckenridge, for comments on H1079.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I ask for
is an issue that we have, some of us have great differences of opinion on, but we came together and found reasonable solutions, reasonable responses to help sick people in the state of Iowa, because quite frankly, unfortunately, the federal government has not been doing their job, and they've left it to those of us in the states to address it. So that's what we're doing here. That's what we have been doing for a number of years, trying to provide relief to sick Iowans. This bill only further advances that cause and helping them. And I think it's not just a great example of why we put the board in place, but a great example for Iowans to look to as they think that we work in a very bitter partisan environment, when in all reality, a lot of times we can push our differences aside, come together, find places of agreement, and come up with what I believe is good legislation. And that's just what this is. So with that, I do want to say thank you, Madam Speaker, Mr. Majority Leader, Mr. Minority Leader. You guys were critical in making this happen and bringing everybody together. Without you and your involvement, this would not be possible today. I also want to thank my Public Safety Committee, because we have handled this not since just before I was chair, but since I become the chair of the committee. And we've handled it, I think, admirably, passing out bills in a lot of unanimous ways. This is another one of those. And then I also have to thank my subcommittee, Representative Breckenridge. We put a lot of time in on this, and we're getting it done. And then we brought a new one to the table this year. Representative Poston got to join in on this as well. And I think he's, to some extent, has enjoyed the experience. But we brought a few members in, and I appreciate the time that you guys have put in on this, the time everybody has put in. There's other folks in here that have been very helpful in this issue over the years, and I'm sorry if I can't go through and name everybody, but I did want to highlight a few of those folks there. With that, thank you, and I move the bill.
The gentleman from Washington moves the bill to be read for the last time and placed on his passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 732, a bill for an act relating to the Medical Cannabidiol Act being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Sexton votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. Those voting aye, 96, nay, 3, and absent or not voting, 1. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I ask unanimous consent to immediately message House File 732 to the Senate.
Are there objections? Seeing none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Hagenow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. If there's no further business, move the House.